So we just finished the case study on Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom and the global war on terror. What's next?
Well, we're going to take a look at geospatial intelligence contribution to domestic preparedness and disaster response.
Disaster response? How does that relate to geospatial intelligence?
Well, you know, the United States is beset by all sorts of disasters, both technological and natural. We've got hurricanes. Right now there's wildfires going on. We've got earthquakes, and I'm a San Francisco kid, earthquakes. We've got out where I live tornadoes. All sorts of things like that. You guys in Pennsylvania know about technological disasters with Three Mile Island, chemical plant problems, and you know those things go together. When there's a natural disaster, that can create technological disasters that all sort of wrap up into what we call the all-hazards approach.
So what do the lessons look like?
Well, in the first lesson, everybody's going to actually get NIMS and ICS certified.
NIMS and ICS, what are they?
Yeah, well, NIMS is the National Incident Management System, and ICS is the Incident Command System. And I'm going to outsource that to the FEMA online training website, so everybody will be certified with that.
Geez, how does that relate to geospatial intelligence?
Well, you know, geospatial intelligence is going to support the response and recovery, and my thought process is that if everybody is certified in it and can speak the language, then they're going to be much more effective in the interagency process and talking to NGOs and all those kind of people and making stuff work. Well, in the next lesson, we're going to take a look at the National Response Plan. We're going to look at social justice issues.
Social justice?
Well, yeah, it turns out that when you look at disasters, people who are oftentimes of working class origin, you know, they're less well off economically, people that are minorities by and large, you see this, people that are elderly, people that are disabled, they actually face a different risk and vulnerability to these types of hazards. And so the geospatial intelligence professional, as they make decisions to do analysis and provide analysis, they need to be aware of those vulnerabilities and take those into account. So social justice is in fact really important. And then finally, we're going to wrap that up by taking a look at specifically the geospatial intelligence contribution in terms of preparation, response, the whole cycle of disaster management. And then finally, the last lesson will be a case study of Hurricane Katrina, which strikes me as a really good opportunity to see what went right and what went wrong.
Now, I can see how geospatial intelligence would fit into that category.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I look forward to it.